Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Twin, and it's Audiomo Day 7. I'm up in Ashridge, but you can't hear all the loveliness of the outside because it's a bit too blustery. So if I went, I'm sitting in the car, if I went outside, all you'd hear is wind. There's lots of twigs lying on the floor, so it's definitely been windy here as well. But the sun's poking out, which is nice. I'm still feeling a bit sleepy today. But I don't seem to be the only one. The others at yoga just said that they're feeling a bit dopey. So yeah, me too. Good, I'm not the only one. And we're all feeling a bit cold. I wondered about putting the heating back on and I thought, no, I can't possibly. It's June. But it's cold. It's cold. The kids are complaining in the morning. It's cold. It's too cold for the season. Anyway, so I thought I'd do my little audiomo. Right, so what can we talk about today? So much to talk about. Well, human rights. So Theresa May came out and her response to the terrorist attacks, the latest one, apart from enough is enough. And as I said yesterday, one wonders what that means. Well, here we go. She's now decided to curtail human rights a bit more, which is a bit of a stupid response, I think. As someone succinctly put it on Twitter, all right, so terrorists hate our values and our civil liberties. Let's preemptively remove them then. And that's exactly what it feels like. So how is it not going to change our way of life, or how are we not going to let terrorists change our way of life if we take something away like human rights? I mean, really? I wasn't particularly impressed, but I can see that politically that's the kind of knee-jerk reaction you get from politicians, unfortunately, as a response to a terror attack. And if we remember that Theresa May tried to do this before as Home Secretary with her Snoopers Charter, but there was such an uproar at the time that she had to withdraw. But she apparently got a couple of acts through Parliament anyway. Though what it seems to me like is, I think we've already got all the legislation we need to keep an eye on these people and remove these people from society. Though I do wonder whether they've actually been employed, because it now seems that the Muslim community reported some of those, the latest attackers of Manchester and the latest London attack, to the authorities, but it doesn't seem like much was done about it, and these people went on to commit these atrocities. Which makes you wonder, do we need more powers or do we just need more manpower to actually deal with it? Because are we going to just end up with 10 police officers in the country? They all have superpowers, but they still can't be everywhere at once and they can't deal with everything. Plus, I also think it's a very dangerous precedent for the community. I mean, one already hears that people say, we were broken into, but I'm not going to bother reporting it because the police aren't going to do anything, because people have this impression the police forces are overstretched and they can't deal with sort of lower level crime. But what does it say to those Muslim communities? They did what was asked of them. They did their duty. They did report people they felt uncomfortable about, people had been violent, who had extremist views, and the authorities didn't do anything. Those people went on to commit terror attacks. So what does that say? How will those people feel now about reporting someone again? Will they still feel that it's worth it? And apparently quite a few of them, the attackers traveled to Libya and Syria, and they already powers to stop people like that coming back into the country. But they weren't stopped. They were just allowed to go back to their normal lives. So I'm not entirely sure that we all of us need to give up our human rights, because human rights also, you know, the right to to have your family live with you. And unfortunately, even though they might, this is being done in the name of stopping terrorism, but it will also stop normal families if they take away that right. And apparently the Home Office is already very good at deporting one part of a family from non-EU countries. So what's going to stop them if there's not that right anymore that families can live together, etc. And people haven't got anything to go with? What you know, what kind of what will government commit in the name of keeping us safe? But that will also apply to ordinary people who haven't done anything wrong, but they no longer have that safeguard, that legal safeguard for them. So I think this is a very dangerous thing and a very slippery slope to go down to remove human rights. And also, again, I don't feel that it provides leadership in particular. It's just a very quick grab headlines. This is what we're going to do. And as I said, it's something that Theresa May has been trying to do for ages. So I don't know whether there's going to be enough of an uproar right now, because there have been terror attacks, which is why governments like to bring in that kind of thing after an attack, because people feel vulnerable and want to be kept safe, and are more likely to accept whatever the government suggests. But I don't think in this case that it's that this is the way to go. So, and it should be very worrying to everyone that the government is so, I mean, they already said they don't want to have the European Courts of Justice anymore, which is interesting, because if you want to trade internationally, you're going to have some kind of court of arbitration. They haven't said yet how they want to replace that. It's all just, no, we don't want that anymore, but not sure whether they've not understood that issue. But again, it's just all, we want to just not have those laws anymore. Well, we're going to have some laws and some courts. And a lot of these laws protect all of us. I still think that it wasn't showing leadership to just not admit, okay, hang on a minute, maybe we got something wrong. I would have had so much more respect for Theresa May if she had actually come out and said, okay, well, we did cut police numbers before, but we got it wrong, and we're going to have more police on the streets again. Because I think that is the other thing. I do believe having police in the streets. I mean, my kids don't even know what that looks like. They go to London, they go to Buckingham Palace, and they go, oh, wow, there's lots of police around here. And yes, there are. There are always lots of police around Buckingham Palace, and around sort of the whole Westminster area in particular. But they don't actually know what it's like to see a bobby on the street, because in our town, the police station closed a few years ago. Our village no longer has a dedicated police officer. I think we just have a support officer, but even he's not seen that much. So they have no idea what it's like to have police patrolling the streets. And I do believe that having a few more police around and them getting to know their community, getting to know the people who get into a bit of, you know, a bit of drug dealing here, a bit of antisocial behaviour there, but also where people can go and tell the police officers stuff. And I think with something like that, police would be far more aware of who holds extremist views and who dabbles with, you know, who's interested in weaponry, etc., and would be able to keep an eye. And engage with these people. I mean, I'm not saying that they always we have to wait until they want to commit something, but that's something else. I mean, what did you say? Longer custodial sentences for terror attackers. Well, they seem to all want to die in the attack, so that's not going to prevent anything. But yeah, maybe engage with these people more. Give them positive role models. So I do think that would make a difference, having police in the street.